Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on patience, the chapter on sabr. An Anas radiyallahu anhu qal, marra an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam bi imra'atin tabki 'inda qabrin. Faqala ittaqillaha wasbiri. Faqalat ilayka 'anni fa innaka lam tusab bi musibati wa lam ta'rifhu. Faqila laha innaha an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Fa'atat bab an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam فلم تجدوا عنده بوابين فقالت لم أعرفك فقال إنما الصبر عند الصدمة الأولى متفق عليه وفي رواية لمسلم تبكي على صبي لها. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by a woman who was crying at a grave. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by a woman. There was a woman that was crying by one qabr, by a grave. Initially, in the early days of Islam, women were allowed to come to the Qabristan. They could come and they could make dua, like how the men can come. But later on, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discouraged them. One of the hikmats, one of the reasons is women's hearts are very, very soft. So they break down very easy. So even at that scene of the Qabr, etc., they break down very, very easy. So one of the reasons why they discouraged to come is because of this. And also in this time of fitna, etc., like how they discouraged to come to the masjid, they also discouraged to come to the Qabristan because of fitna, etc. So anyway, this woman was there at the Qabr. In another riwayat she was crying over the loss of her child. So you can imagine it was an emotional situation. So she was crying and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by this woman. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave her some encouragement, some words of advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, ittaqillaha wasbiri, that bring taqwa fi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and exercise patience. Faqalat, so she replied, now in this state of her, she didn't realize that this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She didn't make it out. In that emotional state of her, she didn't make this out. So she said, ilayka anni fa innaka lam tusab bi musibati. And this way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what she said and how Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam reacted, is a lesson for us all. That this is how sometimes we also have to react. So what she told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at the words that she told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, ilayka anni. Dur ho jao, go far from here, go away from here. Because you haven't been afflicted with what I have been afflicted with. In other words, you don't know what I'm going through. How people say, you don't know what I'm going through. So she told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go away from here because you don't know what I'm going through. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have told her many things after that. That I am the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am telling you what is good for you. There is no need for you to back answer. There is no need for you to reply. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have told her many things. But the moment this woman said that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood that she was going through an emotional phase. She was going through an emotional state. So what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? He went away from there. He didn't say anything. He just went away. As though he didn't even hear her saying anything. He just went away from there. Teaching us what akhlaq is. That despite the maqam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he understood and he appreciated this phase that she's going through. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just went away. Ulama explained that sometimes we will have to do this in life. That sometimes a person is going through, that wife may be in a very emotional state. The best thing for the husband to do at that time is just keep quiet or just move away as though he didn't hear it. And sometimes even nowadays with the children, as the Mawla Masihullah rahmatullahi alayhi would say, that to maintain the peace in the house, that sometimes the father has to become the son because the son has become the father. And sometimes the ustad has to become the student because the student has become the ustad, just to maintain that peace. So here we see what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us, and he just went away. He didn't say anything. So now faqeel alaha, it was told to this woman, that innahu nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you said this to. So immediately she got into her senses. فَأَتَدْ بَابَ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بَابَ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Immediately she went to the door of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and she didn't find any, at that time there was no gatekeeper there to stop her from going in. So she was so perturbed that how could she have told Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم these words. فَقَالَتْ لَمْ أَعْرِفْكَ, she told Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, O Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام, I didn't recognize you, I didn't make you out. Now Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم saw that she was in a better state to understand. So now at this stage, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to her, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, innama sabru inda sadmatil ula. Sabr is at that initial phase. This is what true sabr is. Sabr, the time for patience is at the onset of the calamity. When the calamity just happens, now this is the time for sabr. Teaching us something is that later on a person will have to make sabr. Come what may, he'll have to live with the consequences, because he can't reverse the consequences of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done. But in the initial phases, when he's patient and he doesn't say the wrong things and he's careful about what he says, at this initial moments, this is what true sabr is. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. Initially, how you react, how you behave, now this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the initial phases, what is a Muslim's behavior and his action. In another explanation, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi says that at the time when people are going through a traumatic phase, when they just get the news, the khabar of the passing away of someone, some close family, etc., Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi says that time is a time when people's du'as are answered. So if a person ever happens to meet the family at that time and they just get the news that they have lost someone, then tell them, instead of just complaining and screaming, etc., make dua at that time, because at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts duas. Not many people know this. Sometimes we wait for a big night, or sometimes we wait till we're at the Kaaba Sharif, or sometimes we're waiting for a special occasion. But that is one occasion where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts duas at that time when a person just gets news of the loss of someone, that calamity that he's going through. He makes dua at that time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers duas at that time. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. One thing we learn from this also is that hadith needs to be understood in the sequence of events. If somebody just took out this hadith in isolation, they would say there's no harm. Look, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a woman that went to the qabr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't stop her. So therefore, why should we stop ladies from going to the qabrustan? Person just looks at it in isolation. He doesn't understand the series of events and the reasons behind it. Therefore, sometimes it is dangerous just to look at the hadith and the translation and take things out of context. We need to understand the whole sequence of events before we understand the beauty of Shariat. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.